From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, China acknowledged for the first time that it successfully conducted an anti-satellite missile test almost 2 weeks ago. It confirmed reports that it used a missile to destroy a weather satellite in orbit more than 500 miles above the Earth. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, China's explanations have left many people wondering why it conducted this test.
For 5 days after the test was first reported in the U.S., China remained silent. At a regular press briefing today, Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Jianchao acknowledged the test but downplayed its significance. This test was not aimed at any country and does not constitute a threat to any country, he said. But since everybody was so concerned, we informed the interested parties about the test. Liu said that China had informed Washington and Tokyo after the fact. He added that despite the test, China remains firmly opposed to putting weapons in space. China has never and will never participate in any arms race in outer space, he said. But some analysts believe that whatever it says, China is using the missile test to send a message. The message might be, for example, that if China has the capability to knock out U.S. military satellites, the U.S. should think twice about intervening in a potential conflict between mainland China and Taiwan.
It wants to send a message, at least to create ambiguity in the U.S. strategic calculation. If it chooses to intervene, there might be some complications.
Jingdong Yuan is an expert on Chinese defense policy at the Center for Nonproliferation Studies in Monterey, California. He cautions that just because China is able to build satellite-killing missiles, that doesn't mean it will deploy them in great numbers.
Sometimes China tends to demonstrate certain capabilities more in the political for political reasons rather than for imminent military application purposes.
For example, he says China has been capable for some time of putting multiple warheads on its nuclear missiles. But so far, it's chosen not to do so. Yuan and other analysts also say that U.S. military advances, such as its missile defense system, have prompted China to play a game of defensive catch-up. Teng Jianchun is a former army officer and deputy secretary general of the China Arms Control and Disarmament Association, a think tank affiliated with China's foreign ministry.
We can't equip a 21st century army with 20th century technology. China is engaged in this research and development and modernization just to keep up with the times. History has taught us that if you are technologically backwards, you get beat up.
In fact, satellite-killing missiles are 1980s technology. The U.S. used it in 1985, and the Defense Department reported to Congress last year that China already had the capability. Besides the missile launch itself, observers remain baffled by why it took so long for China to explain its actions. To some, it suggested a disconnect between the government's civilian and military branches, as well as between Beijing and foreign governments. Dean Cheng is an expert on China's space program at the CNA Corporation, a Virginia-based think tank.
We don't really have good insight, I think, into the actual decision-making process, and that means that in a crisis, who should we be talking to? Who should we be watching? Who might we be able to influence?
Chinese citizens may be feeling in the dark as well. In reporting the foreign ministry's comments today, Chinese media only mentioned a space experiment and not the anti-satellite missile test itself. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.